First of all, as a result of the regional and international reaction from certain countries, we received a lot of support from countries like Egypt, the Arab League, neighboring countries, condemning the attempted failed coup that was conducted by former Vice President Dr. Riad. And expressing full support for the democratically elected government of the Republic of South Sudan. I think that was the first thing we noticed in the correspondences that came to our office from various foreign ministers, governments of all kinds. And I think that was a real show of solidarity from those countries. As a result, we started making visits of thanks and appreciation, and also explaining in those circles the circumstances that brought the crisis. I visited Egypt. I was a guest of honor to deliver and explain to the Arab Foreign Ministers League of Arab States meeting, where the Foreign Minister of South Sudan was asked to come and explain the crisis to that wonderful responsible forum, and also was able to carry letters from His Excellency President Salva Kiir, the President of Egypt, to the Prime Minister and the Foreign Minister. And it was such a wonderful interaction. We could explain our situation to the neighboring countries in our own region, to the IGAD countries, all of them. And I think as far as most of the African countries, West Africa, Southern Africa, and particularly made a special visit to the United Kingdom, where I was able to meet the Minister for Foreign Affairs for Africa, where we also had meetings to discuss the issues related, and where we held a series of interactions, meeting members of the House of Commons, explaining and briefing them on the situation in South Sudan, as well as a public lecture at Chatham House, and a very huge press conference in London, which was greatly appreciated, explaining and throwing proper light as to the actual story, that this was an attempt to change an elected democratic government through the use of force. And I think that was understood very, very clearly. So it has been a wonderful reaction. Also, our commitment at home, right, this issue through the IGAD mediation process or the Christie's process, that was also being supported widely. We also in London were able to meet the Secretary for Political Affairs of the Commonwealth in order to follow up the issue of our membership of the Commonwealth of Nations, which was also encouraging. We presented that application a long time ago, and I think the process is doing well. So I can tell you, South Sudan is properly understood now in the light of the issues that happened with regards to how quickly South Sudan went to the negotiating table through the IGAD mediation, the signing of the cessation of hostilities. Now we are at the level of verification and monitoring mechanism, as well as the Joint Technical Committee to be formed. The fact that within 35 days since the crisis started, South Sudan, on the 27th of January, was able to sign the cessation of hostilities. The thing that has not happened in most of the African countries that had similar situations, like in the DRC, in Central Africa, in Angola, even in South Africa during the days of Mandela, or in Mozambique, or in Somalia. I think that threw a light, sent out a message that South Sudan, despite this unfortunate incident, the leadership of this country is willing to resolve the issue with the help of all the international and regional partners. So that was the message.
Recently, the Egyptian Minister for Defense, or official for defense, was in South Sudan. Is it part of a military relationship with Egypt?
These are issues of bilateral relations, to strengthen relations between Egypt and South Sudan. Don't forget, when Sudan was won, it was known as Anglo-Egyptian Sudan. So South Sudan has had a very long historical connection with Egypt. Most of our students, it is one country which we have one of the highest numbers of students studying in their universities on Egyptian government scholarships. So our Minister of Defense is on is a bilateral visit to Cairo, and he was warmly received indeed, I think. The Minister of Defense had a letter from the President to the President of the Arab Republic of Egypt. So these are normal diplomatic relations indeed.
We also heard reports that it appeared South Sudan has invited Egypt to set up an army base in South Sudan following the visit of South Sudan Defense Minister there. Is it true?
No, I think that it is not true. But what happened is that Egypt had applied in New York to the United Nations if they could also contribute to peacekeeping forces in the Republic of South Sudan, like the other countries who have contributed troops to UNMISS. And I think that was the request that the Egyptian government presented to the United Nations peacekeeping desk in New York. And so Egypt has had almost inside. But don't forget, even before the independence of South Sudan, Egypt had some troops in southern Kordofan as a part of the peacekeeping forces that were inside Sudan before independence of South Sudan. So that request was a normal request given by Egypt as a member of the United Nations, like the other countries who have contributed troops here, countries like India, like Bangladesh, countries like Kenya, go on to South Korea or Japan. So that is a normal request at the United Nations level.
There are skeptics and critics out there. The suggestion is that the request made by Egypt to have an army contingent in South Sudan is just to make sure that they set up a base there to counteract the dominance of Ethiopia in the region. Do you think these criticisms are unjustified?
No, I don't. They are not really justified, because Egypt was also asking the government of South Sudan, the fact that government of South Sudan has very good, close relationships with Ethiopia. The Egyptians were asking if South Sudan can help in trying to bring Ethiopia and Egypt to have to resolve the issue of the water in an amicable manner. So the role of South Sudan as a friendly young nation to both countries is recognized by both. I don't think South Sudan would be entangled in any quarrel that comes out in that manner, because South Sudan has very close relations with Ethiopia, as you know, throughout the ages. We have also close relations with South Sudan, and we are a young nation that cannot afford to get into issues of bigger nations in that matter. I think our helpful role in between, I think, is strategically important in our region here, that this young nation needed to be assisted by all the members within the region. And I think that is the spirit of Egypt as well as the spirit of Ethiopia. That's why now the Prime Minister of Ethiopia is the chair trying to bring about peace inside South Sudan because of the recent crisis as a result of this attempted fair coup by our rebels here in South Sudan, led by the former Vice President, Dr. Riek Machar. So I don't think that role of us, young nation, 2 years old, making friends with everybody, I think, is recognized across the board.